The Nobel Peace Prize will be awarded to two leaders of the struggle against Indonesian rule on the island of Timor, Roman Catholic Bishop Carlos Belo and José Ramos Horta will share the award. Bishop Belo lives in East Timor. Ramos Horta is in exile in Australia. The conflict in East Timor is rooted in colonial history and in the determination of the people of East Timor to resist domination by Indonesia. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The thumbnail-sized island of Timor is just east of the main Indonesian island Java, near the northwestern edge of Australia. It was swallowed by 17th-century Europe's appetite for colonies. The Dutch took the western half, the Portuguese the east. When Dutch Indonesia became independent in 1950, the western half of Timor became Indonesian. In 1975, there was a coup d'état in Portugal. The communist-led government decided to dump some colonies, including East Timor. The Indonesian government at that time was very paranoid about communism. It feared leftists would take control of the nearby island. Robert Mannings, a former State Department advisor for Asia policy, now at the Progressive Policy Institute, he says that for Jakarta, the situation was intolerable.
The Indonesian government at that time felt their choice was either to accept this left-wing regime in its midst or to intervene. They chose to intervene and live with the consequences, and they've had a very difficult time ever since trying to dominate Timor.
The East Timorese objected strenuously to rule by the giant next door. They'd been dominated by the Portuguese for centuries, so they were predominantly Roman Catholic. Neighboring Indonesia is the most populous Islamic country in the world. The Timorese and Indonesians speak different languages. Sidney Jones, executive director of Human Rights Watch Asia, says the East Timorese immediately fought back.
Since that time, there's been both a guerrilla force operating in relatively small numbers in East Timor, fighting the Indonesian army, but also something that's more akin to an intifada of young people who grew up knowing pretty much only Indonesian rule, who have very strong nationalist sympathies and who try to resist in a whole variety of different ways, both through urban demonstrations in East Timor, through underground activities, through an underground press, and so on. So that the resistance is actually extremely strong.
Indonesia's response to the nationalist sentiments of the East Timorese has been brutal. In the initial fighting, tens of thousands of Timorese were killed. In the years since, the East Timorese have known a level of repression that exceeded that of the Portuguese colonialists. Surveillance is a part of life. The Indonesian language is used in the schools. Children are taught Indonesian history. Robert Manning says Jakarta's harshness toward its tiny neighbor comes from fear.
For the Indonesians, the precedent, you have a number of other provinces that have ideas about separatism, and the precedent of letting one go, I think they feel that this was a slippery slope, and I think that may be one of the reasons they've been so, unfortunately, hard line on this.
The most dramatic incident in recent history occurred in 1991. Indonesian troops opened fire on pro-independence demonstrators. The government says several dozen East Timorese were killed. Human rights groups put the number at 100 or even higher. The tragedy served to bring the human rights situation in East Timor to the world's attention. For perhaps the first time, the government in Indonesia was called on for an accounting. It established a commission to investigate what had happened. East Timor is still a very sensitive subject for the Indonesian government of President Suharto. It did not react gracefully to news that two East Timorese, one a well-known political activist, had been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Sidney Jones warns that the prize might inflame nationalist passions in East Timor, provoke another crackdown. But generally, she and other analysts say the Nobel Committee made a constructive choice because Indonesia tends to respond positively to international pressure. And the prestige of the Nobel Prize tells Jakarta concern about East Timor is not limited to the United States and its liberal friends. I'm Vicky O'Hara in Washington.